darling.
And Father God, we just like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to come forth in another midnight cry. And Father God, I declare and decree that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and have no sorrow. I declare and decree that by his stripes I am healed. I declare and decree new inventions, woody designs. I declare and decree wisdom, Lord God. I declare and decree protection. I declare and decree that your peace that surpasses all understanding surround us. I declare and decree debt cancellation. I declare and decree new promotion. I declare and decree new ideas. I declare and decree educational favor. I declare and decree healing and restoration and wholeness, Father God. I declare and decree a quick recovery for those who are sick and shut in. I declare and decree new relationships. I declare and decree restoration in relationships. I declare and decree that your saints are entering into the multiplication factor. I declare and decree the salvation of the Lord. I declare and decree the deliverance, Lord God. I declare and decree that you will begin to just do a new thing in your people, Father God, for you should do a new thing in us. For those who are in you are a new creature, Father God. I declare and decree transformation. I declare and decree the transforming of minds, Lord God. I declare and decree you are creating us a clean heart and a new renewed spirit. I declare and decree transportational favor. I declare and decree, Lord God, that you should just bring down and shower us with your blessings and your love. I declare and decree newness. I declare and decree the open heart, the open minds, Lord God. I declare and decree uncommon favor, supernatural favor. I declare and decree, Father God, that the manifestation that should be seen to your people, Father God. I declare and decree newness. I declare and decree blessings, Lord God. I declare and decree that your righteousness shall come forth, Lord God. I declare and decree that you just do a new thing in us. I declare and decree that if two or three are come together in your name and you be in the midst, Lord God, I declare and decree miracles. I declare and decree victory. I declare and decree the foundation, Lord God. I declare and decree that all the things work together for the good of those who love them. I declare and decree that all is well. I declare and decree that you're bringing forth new vision, Lord God. I declare and decree that you're bringing forth insight. I declare and decree that where you, God, you shall provide. And Prophetess George Hartley, you open up the line and allow us to speak forth in our heavenly language.
Father God,
I just thank you for this day, this newness. I thank you for total healing. I thank you for clarity and wisdom. I thank you that we all, as prophets on this line, can trust who you are. I thank you for creating each one of us, that we all have gifts that you have brought to us, that you have bestowed in us, that we can teach your people in the gifts that you have given us. I thank you for newness. I thank you for new beginnings. I thank you for the Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and his wife, Pastor Deborah Jordan. I thank you for all things. I thank you for the protection of the children. And I thank you for restoration and new opportunities and new contracts, business contractors. And I thank you for the country of Libya and Africa and protecting the women there and just the people in general, Lord. And I thank you and for the mothers of the church, Mother Jordan, Mother Mary Berrien, and Mother Gladys Austin, and all the mothers worldwide. Protect the children and their comings and goings, and protect the young adults and the women that's being snatched up for what is to be done evil in this slave trade. Protect all the men that's in the prisons. And I give you honor, praise, love you to life, Lord. In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
Amen. 1 Chronicles 16:8. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this prayer line, God. I thank you that we're able to come together again on one accord, lifting our voices up to you, God, seeking your face, seeking your ear, God, thanking you for hearing us, God, and for guiding our footsteps, and for keeping us safe, God, and for protecting us, God. And thank you for your love, your mercy, your goodness, your loving kindness, God. Thank you, God, for your wondrous works. Thank you, God, for the beauty of holiness and for salvation. Thank you for peace and love and understanding, God. Thank you for equipping us with gifts, God. Thank you for your mercy. Your mercy endures forever. And thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah, and for their vision in globalizing the prophetic, God, and for allowing us this platform in which to pray. Thank you for all of the company of prophets, God. And thank you for those who are on the line. Thank you for the healing that you're doing in Olivia's body, God. And thank you for the healing that you're doing in your people, God. And those whose names were on the sick list, God, look upon them, strengthen them, touch them, guide them, and strengthen them, God. Prophet Cynthia Dawson, remember her, Lord. And Prophet Stephen Bostick, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, God, thank you for her healing, God. And thank you for recovery. Thank you for your gifts, God. And I ask you to look upon each and every person on the line, God, and bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them. Those who are sick and have not given their names, God, who might be on the line, God, strengthen their bodies. Heal them. Touch them, God. You said, by your stripes we are healed, God. Thank you for your healing. And, God, thank you for your love and your grace. I also just want to remember those who are suffering around the world, God, be it in the slave trade, sex trade, whatever, they're suffering racism and just hurt, God, suffering in their homes or suffering in their land whatever they're going through, God, God, touch them. Touch them. Give them peace. Let them know that you're with them, God. God, we ask for bringing an end to racism, an end to so much hatred and confusion, God. Look upon our government, God, and leaders. Look upon the president, God. Help him to watch his mouth, God. Help him to be more like you, God. Help him to seek your face, God. And look upon his cabinet and all of those who are running this country, God. God, we ask you to stop the greed and stop the bleed. And look upon your people, especially the poor. God, you have mercy on the poor. Thank you, God, for your guidance and your protection. I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Father God, I just thank you. I thank you, Father God, for the blessings of the Lord. Make it rich and addeth no sorrow. And Lord God, I just thank you for the path of righteousness that you set before your people. I thank you, Lord God, for your connection. I thank you, Father God, and not allowing no one to break the connection with this ministry, Lord God, and break their connection with you. But I thank you for strengthening the connection that you have with your people, Lord God. I just thank you for the love. I thank you, Father God, for the intimacy that you desire to have with your people, with your sons and daughters. I thank you, Father God, for new connections. I thank you, Father God, for new relationships, for restoring and repairing old relationships. I thank you, Father God, for wholeness. I thank you, Father God, for newness. I thank you, Father God, for the renewal of our strength, Lord God. I thank you just for the things that you're doing in this season. I thank you for the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. I thank you, Father God, just for the love that you're showering down to your people in this time, Lord God, and in this hour that a lot of people are grieving, Lord God. I just thank you for being there in that hospital room with them, Lord God, and being with the families, Lord God, and just surrounding them and protecting them, Father God. I thank you for being the mother to the motherless. Thank you for being the father to the fatherless. I thank you, Father God, for even being the doctors and the surgeons, Father God, because at the end of the day, you have the final say. I just thank you, Father God, for the open doors. I just thank you, Father God, for the new strength. I thank you, Father God, for the open hearts. I thank you, Father God, for those who shall turn away from their wicked ways, Father God, and fall upon their faces and that they pray unto you, Lord God. I thank you for being there, Lord God, and bring forth peace to those people who are just in the time of need, Lord God, who are just calling out for you or just crying out for you, Lord God, who is just searching for you and seeking your kingdom, Father God. I just thank you for the things that you're doing and the protection that you're bringing forth to those who are in Libya and any other civil unrest, Lord God. I thank you for just breaking the back of lack, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for tearing down the strongholds. I thank you, Father God, for that which we bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. I thank you, Father God, for tying the hands of the enemies, Lord God, and revealing them, Lord God, and shutting their mouths, Lord God, and smashing them like clay pots, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for raising the standard. I thank you, Father God, for the enemy may come in one way, but you shall scatter it seven ways, Father God. I thank you for the release, Lord God. I just thank you. I just thank you. I just thank you for the deliverance and the salvation, Lord God. I just thank you for you hear our cries, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for you even hear our seeds, Lord God, that we sow in this time. And I thank you for God is not mocked. We shall reap a harvest, and we shall reap what we sow, Lord God. We shall reap a harvest if we faint not, Lord God. Just thank you for your word and your infinite wisdom, Lord God, that just continues to lead us and just continues to guide us, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for giving us the keys, Lord God, giving us the power and dominion, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for not giving us the spirit of fear, but giving us love, power, and a sound mind. I thank you, Father God, for keeping us in our right mind. I thank you, Father God, for allowing us to just come to you, Lord God, for all we need to do is call upon your name, Lord God, and you are there, Lord God. I just thank you for walking with us and talking with us. I thank you, Father God, for the comforter that you have sent us, Lord God. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father God, for the new anointing that should come forth in this season. I thank you for being the everlasting God. I thank you, Father God, for being our Father. I thank you, Father God, just for the opening the new doors, the things that you shall reveal to your people. Thank you for the revelation. I thank you for the wisdom. I thank you for the insight. I thank you for the leading. I thank you for the guidance. Thank you for the direction. I thank you, Father God, for the protection from the snares that the enemy may try to set, where he's just setting it for himself. I thank you, Father God, for your word, your unconditional love, your tender mercies, and your grace. And Father God, I love you because you first loved me. Amen.
Amen. Let us give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind, Psalms 107:19-21. And Father, we just give thanks for your tender mercy and your loving kindness. We thank you, Father God, because you are God who knows all, sees all. And we thank you, Father God, that you have given us, Father God, love, power, and of a sound mind, God. We thank you, Father God, this day because, God, you have given us, Father God, your word, God, and you have given us your promises, God. And we thank you for the covenant that you made with us. We thank you that we are the seed of Abraham, God. And we thank you, Father God, that we are righteous, God, and our seed is righteousness, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that your promises are so be it and amen, God. We thank you, Father God, for new revelation, God. We thank you, Father God, for a justice, a God that is just. We thank you, Father God, that every injustice will be exposed, Father God. We pray, Father God, for those that are held in captivity, Father God, in several countries, different countries, even in our own country, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you will shed light and expose those, Father God, on human trade and sex trade, Father God. We pray, Father God, that the band of wickedness will be dispelled, and Father God, you will expose, Father God, the root of the problem, and we thank you right now, Father God, that you are just and that vengeance is yours, God. Now we thank you, Father God, for our government. We pray for our government. We pray, Father God, that there will be order, Father God, in the court, God. We pray that there will be order in the government, order in the land, God. We pray, Father God, that you will position your people, Father God, according to your word, God, that they will give a word, God, that will begin to bring things into alignment and bring the symmetry and the balance back into our system and into our country, God. Now, we thank you, Father God, for all leaders, God, and we thank you for the teachers in the house of God. We thank you for the leaders, the spiritual leaders. We thank you for the pastors, the prophets. And we thank you for Archbishop, Father God, Pastor Deborah Jordan, God. We thank you for their vision. And we ask, Father God, that you will supply all of their needs according to your riches and glory, God. We pray, Father God, for unity amongst the brethren, God, and that we will walk by faith and not by sight, God. And we will begin and to decree a thing, Father God, and declare, God, and that we will continually pray without ceasing, God, and that our prayers will be heard, God, and the effective prayers of the righteous, Father God, will prevail. We thank you for that promise, God. We thank you, Father God, for thy kingdom come, Father God, on earth as it is in heaven. Let the kingdom of God arise in us, God, and let us do the exploits. You said greater works we shall do, God, and we thank you. In him we live, and in him we move, and in him we have all of your being. We thank you for everyone on the prayer line, God. We ask that you bless every household, God. And I ask that you bless them, God, according to your needs, according to your riches and glory, God. We ask, Father God, that we pray for the sons. We pray for the male seed, God. We pray for a hedge of protection around all of our children, God. We pray that they're blessed coming in, blessed coming out, blessed in the fields, God. Bless, Father God, in everything they do, bless the work of their hands, God. And we ask that you continually cover them with your blood. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, God. We thank you, God, that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. We thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us. We thank you, God, for ordering our steps. Oh, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you, God, for giving us mercy that we will continue to keep our minds on thee, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for helping us to walk in the light of your presence and continue to follow fellowship with you, dear Lord. God, we thank you, God, for growth, wholeness, and healing, dear Lord. God, we thank you, God, for making us the head only, God. We thank you, God, for love, God. We thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over all your people, our children, family, and loved ones all around us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for forgiving us for our sins, oh God, and giving us strength that we may go and sin no more, dear Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, for the perfect peace and keeping our mind stayed on thee, oh God. God, we thank you, God, for letting us be in your holy will, God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for directing our minds towards your command, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for making a clear way, God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for leading us in righteousness, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for guarding us against corrupting words and false priorities, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for speaking in our minds, speaking in the minds to those even in incarceration, God. And we thank you, God, for being the source of our strength, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for being our creator, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, because for giving us love that is kind, patient, pure, and rejoice in truth, dear Lord. And God, we thank you, God, for giving us the eyes to see, the ears to hear what your spirit is saying, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for giving us confidence. We thank you, God, for revealing to us our future, God. And we thank you, God, for caring for us, dear Lord, Father God. And we thank you, God, for the right divine relationships, Lord. We thank you, God, for relationship healing, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for the love of the two that you have married to continue to be strong and holy and deathless, dear Lord. Oh, God, Father God, we thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and our leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, God. And we thank you, God, for all your leaders of your churches, all your leaders all over the world, God. And thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives and in the lives of your people, oh, God. We thank you, God, for being our healer, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for being our deliverer, oh God. We thank you, God, for all office in your kingdom, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for being a hope amongst all those communities affected by the storms and devastations, dear Lord. Thank you, God, for granting them safety, God. Thank you, God, for granting them unshakable peace, dear Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that bills are paid in full, Jesus. We thank you, God, for debt cancellation, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for growth, Almighty One. We thank you, God, for giving us a clear way, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Father God. And we thank you, God, for making us the head and not the tail, and making us above and not beneath, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for giving us choices, dear Lord, oh God. We thank you, God, for making us unstoppable, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, God, for multiplying our seeds, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for good health, God. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, and keeping us safe and guiding us, oh God, wherever we may be. We thank you, God, for keeping us, our bodies, keeping them from accidents and harm to our bodies and soul. And we thank you, God, for supporting us with your grace and bringing us back and home safe and sound, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, God, and ordering our steps, oh God. And we thank you, dear Lord, that truly you are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Almighty God, oh God. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters, dear Lord. And thank you, Lord, for this midnight cry. Thank you, Lord, for a change in our life. Thank you, God, for the time and season that you give us. Thank you, God, for possibilities, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the overflow. Thank you, God, for business ideas. Thank you, Lord, for innovative ideas, oh God. We thank you, Lord, because truly you is and always will be. And thank you, God, for making the crooked road straight. In the name of the Father and of the Son and your blessed Holy Ghost, in Jesus' masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, and my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. We thank you, Father God, for safety from all harm, from all the traps, pitfalls, and snares, ashakarabosa, of the enemy. We thank you, Lord God, that nothing shall by any means harm us. We thank you, Lord God, that those that shall dwell and do your statutes and keep your judgments, you shall dwell in the land safety. Therefore, we don't concern ourselves about fear and calamity and danger and pitfalls and those that would prey upon your people, because you fight against those that fight against us. You said that the enemy will come one way and flee seven ways. We thank you, Lord God, that we shall bear and yield our fruit in due season, and shall eat our fill and dwell therein safely. We thank you, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We come against the spirit of terrorism. We pull it down in the name of Jesus. We pull down violence in the land. We pull down terrorism and enslavement and entrapments and trafficking of our women and children. We pull down thievery and extortion, bribery and wickedness and theft of banking institutions that would come to exploit and manipulate and steal from your people. We uncover wickedness in high places. We uncover every snare. We uncover every thief and every liar. God, you said in your word that if the thief be found, he must pay full restitution. And in another account, Father, you declared in your word that he must pay 7 times 70. And we call forth the return of everything that has been violently stolen and taken away from your people. We come against the thief. We come against the liar. For the word of God says that the thief come but for to steal, kill, and destroy. And we pull down every spirit of murder, every spirit of theft, every spirit of destruction. We come against it in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus over all that concerns us, over all of our belongings, over all of our income, over all that you have entrusted us with, even our health. Lord God, our health is our wealth. And we plead the blood of Jesus over our bodies right now. Lord God, enlighten us. Give us insight on areas where we are opening the door for dis-ease. Father God, you said in your word that if there's a break in the hedge, the serpent will bite. Father God, reveal to us the break. Reveal to us, arakasheta, areas where we have given access, Lord God, and forgive us for our ignorance. Forgive us for our blindness. Forgive us for being careless, Lord God, and restore us even now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the blessings that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. We thank you, Lord God, for the multiplication of every seed sown into the kingdom. We have given, and it is given unto us, good measure. We thank you, Rabba Sheta, for the good measure. We've received the good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over shall men give unto our bosom. Lord God, open wide our bosom that we may receive the abundance of rain. Lord, obo korabasha, in rebeshe, in Jesus' name, we receive the abundance, Lord God. We receive the abundance, Lord God, of your blessing. We receive the expansion, ashata. We receive the elevation. We receive the restoration of our goods, Lord God, our housing, our automobiles. Lord God, we receive the abundance, alabakashata, in the mighty name of Jesus, of our health being restored. We receive, Lord God, our advancement, Lord God, stretching and moving and expanding our borders. We receive it, Abakashe Randobosha. We receive it, God. Lord, open our minds and our hearts to receive, Lord God, that mindset of lack. We rebuke it now. That mindset of not being worthy, we rebuke it now. That mindset of not being able to have and do and be whatever we can be according to your word, Lord God, that mindset that resists that idea, we take authority over right now. We rebuke limitation. We rebuke lack. We rebuke mediocrity. Oh God, we receive a spirit of excellence. We receive, Lord God, an anointing for acceleration and expansion. Lord God, we open our hearts to receive greatness because wealth and riches are in our house. And we receive it because that is our portion. And we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus for our Archbishop and our pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We bless them even during their anniversary, Lord God. We give unto them as they have given unto us. We pour into them as they poured out. Lord God, multiplication of return for their deposit into your people, God. We bless them and we speak strength and blessing and favor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you, people of God. Once again, it has been absolutely tremendous. Every round goes higher and higher. I anticipate every night of prayer and get excited as the time draws near, because I know that your breakthrough is in our mouth. I open my mouth in faith, as do all the other prophets, and we believe God for you, and we believe God for your miracle. Amen. And we're going to switch gears here into the announcements. Amen. Join Archbishop Jordan live on the 9 a.m. conference call, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Saturday at this very number. Amen. You don't want to miss what God has deposited in Archbishop as he is pouring out to us. It's amazing revelation. And you can't go to any Bible bookstore and obtain what you are able to receive from the mouth of the man of God. I don't care where you go. I don't care what seminary you attend. You will not be fed the way you will be fed from the mouth of the prophet. Amen. And 12 noon every Monday through Friday, join live conference call Pop Life Radio. Amen, with Prophet Joshua, Prophetess Jessica, Prophetess Deanna, and a host of other prophets that are going forth. Amen, and it's just been amazing. Every week there's something special being prepared by these prophets to pour out to the people of God. Amen, and again, if you have not registered for Prophecology, which is February 23rd through the 26th. Amen. 2018, the birthing house, the latter rain. You need to register now. If you are in the Book of the Month Club, you still have to register. Amen. And go to prophecology.com and register and fill out that information that's required and needful in order for your concierge to better support you during your travels. Amen. And I want to invite you to sow a seed of gratitude and appreciation. Amen. In honor of Archbishop and Pastor Deborah during their anniversary. Amen. $500 seed, $5,000 seed, whatever the Lord has graced you to share. Amen. We want to show our gratitude for this opportunity to have a space to pray. Amen. You don't have to be on Facebook begging for someone to pray for you in your time of need. All you got to do is dial in. Amen. And this call is not free, but it's free to you. Amen. And don't be like the 10 lepers, the 9 lepers who didn't come back and say thank you. Amen. And again, join us again at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another Midnight Cry. Go ahead and submit your prayer request at www.PastorDeborahJordan.com and allow us to stand in agreement with you for your miracle. Amen. And use that phone number. Post it on your Facebook page. Be an evangelist for the kingdom. Amen. The prophetic. Be a yes and share this number that others who may be in need will have the opportunity to dial in and receive prayer. Amen. Don't be selfish. Don't be self-centered. Don't be closed-minded, but open your hearts and reach out and share this phone number and invite others to come pray with you. Amen. And if that be all, I'm going to say God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And let this be the best Thursday of your life. Peace and blessings.